You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers in the evening. Overnight low temperatures in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy with rain on Saturday. High temperature about 75. And things don't start to look better until Monday, when sunny skies return and a high temperature is expected of about 75 degrees. Topping Friday's local news, the driver of a vehicle stopped in the area of 7th and Pine was issued a number of vehicle and traffic citations after he passed the city police car with no inspection sticker on the front windshield and one New York license plate on the rear. Police said the driver, Jose Alvaro Navarro, listed no address and told officers he had just purchased the car and was taking it to a nearby residence. After a check of the driver, he was charged with having no New York State driver's license, no registration for the vehicle, no insurance, improper plates, and no inspection. And when he could not provide his proper paperwork to officers, the Border Patrol was notified and they responded to the scene and reportedly took Alvaro Navarro into custody. Police said the driver was issued an appearance ticket for the traffic infractions and his car was towed. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, our local news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repaired? You need Chris Moore. And when you find out what he charges, a $35 service call plus parts and labor, you'll want Chris Moore. So put his number in your cell phone. He's been repairing appliances for 44 years, and he's an honest repairman. He won't fix something that doesn't need fixing. In fact, if it's not worth it, he'll even tell you that. Put his number on your cell phone, 523-5911, because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. And the local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. With other pharmacies closing in the area, here's another number you should jot down, 260-1918. Call Wellness Park at Community Medical and have your prescriptions switched over to them, and they'll deliver them free of charge. Make sure your next prescription is on time. Call them and let them make all the arrangements. In other local news, after Mayor Robert Ristino's press conference yesterday regarding the feasibility study that he released on his proposed Centennial Park complex in Niagara Falls that showed a lot of favorable projections from the study, a lot of people who at first were skeptical of the idea are now saying maybe it will happen and it will work. In his presentation, the mayor pointed out that the park would have millions of people within a three-hour drive to Niagara Falls that would likely attend events at the center, including a variety of sporting matches, concerts, or even coming there to hold a meeting. The mayor said the park should increase not only day visits, but should bring increased overnight stays at the falls, bringing an economic impact of over $50 million to the area in the first year of operation alone. In the meantime, the city is still trying to finalize an agreement with the Niagara Frontier Revitalization Corporation on an eminent domain claim imposed by the city that they requested. But while that's being settled, and with the favorable results of that feasibility study, and with the enthusiasm it has launched in the area, officials are hoping ideas and development in connection with the park will start rolling in, and possibly some monetary help from the state or other investors and developers becoming interested in the area that will help pay for the $200 million project. And from the positive feedback we're receiving on our news tip line, the excitement is now building, with callers wondering how soon it will be before they see construction begin. What do you think? Let us know on our listen line at 716-371-0046. Well, summertime is finally here, and it brings to our area more tourists, cookouts, flowers, and unfortunately, more panhandlers. They beg and yell at people asking for money, and in some cases, actually scaring them into giving them cash. But because of the problem, police have been using a section of law prohibiting what they call aggressive panhandling. And when violators are spotted, they're charged with that section. But as recommended by state law, they're just given an appearance ticket and told to move on. And in most cases, they do. But that's just to the next spot they'll start panhandling in. Yesterday in the area of the City Market, city police watched a man beg for about 10 minutes, stopping cars and asking for cash. They finally caught up with him and slapped the cuffs on him and charged him with aggressive panhandling. Arrested was Takandra Lancaster, who listed no permanent address. He allegedly was walking in and out of traffic, causing drivers to wave their hands and hollering at him to get out of their way. As usual, he was given a state appearance ticket with a return date for him to return in city court next month. Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. And he was then dispersed from the area by police. And I wonder where he'll turn up next. I bet it's not in court. And there's no official word from the police today, but from our tip line, a few residents in the 19th Street area were wondering where the cow heads that were found in garbage cans in the area came from. Callers told Niagara Radio that the police were called, but so far they haven't commented on the cow heads, while other callers are wondering if there's a new beef restaurant in the area, or maybe a religious ritual that we haven't heard of yet. One thing's for sure, if we find out, we'll let you know when we update our news on Monday afternoon. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, at the Links of Niagara, you could golf on the same simulators the pros use. They're in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And during the summer, when you golf at the Links, parking's always free. And when you can't make it to the golf course, golfing on the pro simulators at the Links is 30% off. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net and by entering NiagaraRadio.net daily on Facebook. And at night and on the weekend, if major news should break out, we'll break in and you'll hear it here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.